Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers with me, Murray, your weekly fix of ancient warfare-related material. And, of course, you can ask us a question, send us an email, find us on Facebook, send us a message, send us a telegram, send us a postcard, all the ways. You, of course, can get in contact with us through Patreon, patreon.com/ancientwarfarepodcast. And you can find us that way. You can back us on Patreon and get a copy of the magazine. You can become a legionary, an optio, or centurion, and ask us a question. Now, the question today is from Jonathan. Thanks for another email, Jonathan. And this one is, I read about Caesar's bridging the Rhine all the time. Is that how armies bridged rivers after him, following his example? What about before him? Bridging rivers, always an issue. Many famous incidents of bridging rivers. Alexander the Great's, you know, battles, the Granicus, the Hydaspes, the Issus are all fought over river crossings. The Jaxartes river crossing. So there's lots and lots of river crossings. And of course, in those cases, they're dealing with rivers that are fordable. And in most cases in the ancient world, you're probably dealing with rivers that at some point must be crossable at a ford. Of course, that ford could be defended or protected and therefore problematic. And so Caesar famously bridges the Rhine in 55 BC, talks about how he builds this remarkable structure, gives us an immense amount of detail, which has been translated many, many times and illustrated many times. And then within 10 days, the army had done it, and they basically, no, not 10 days, 10 days, it takes 10 days to build. But they're only in Germany 18 days, and then they pull their own bridge apart. Now, when you look later, bridges are not following Caesar's example. It's a longer discussion as to why they don't follow Caesar's example. Probably suitability in most cases, that you're dealing with rivers that are harder to cross in the way that Caesar crossed them, or they're in hostile territory and Caesar's manner obviously really doesn't need enemy shooting at you whilst you're building. The bridging of rivers before and after Caesar tends to be bridges of boats, because famously when Xerxes crosses the Hellespont in 380 BC, it's a bridge of boats. Second attempt, the first one gets washed away in a storm, and so he, of course, decapitates the people who built it. And then he comes back and he builds another. So that one's famous in Herodotus. And what you find is that subsequent to Xerxes, when we find a river crossing that's not a ford, it's generally a bridge of boats. The city of Zeugma in what is now Turkey, which means bridge of boats, was apparently where Alexander first crossed the Euphrates on a bridge of boats. And there are several other mentions of bridges of boats in river crossings by Alexander. We also get Alexander stuffing hides with material that will float and floating his army across, or indeed at the Hydaspes he uses boats to cross the army, to ferry the army across just before the battle. So for Alexander, it's actually boats or a bridge of boats, a pontoon bridge, or using hides, which we find again in later activity in Britain. So, for instance, we find swimmers, the famous swimming Batavians in the conquest of Britain in 43 AD onwards. And so at some point very soon after Julius Caesar, Roman armies go back to using prior tried and tested techniques. And so, interestingly, you find bridges of boats. There's a couple of sources which tell us that that's the way that the Danube was always bridged, was with a bridge of boats rather than any other form of permanent bridge. Again, Alexander comes to a particular river, I think it's the Arabius River, which is so fast flowing that it couldn't have had a bridge or a bridge of boats, and so it's swum across. Famously, of course, on the column of Marcus Aurelius and the column of Trajan, we find the very beginning of those campaigns, which cross the Danube using a bridge of boats. We also find earlier in the sense of Domitian's Dacian War, but later in the sense that the first source to tell us is Jordanes, writing in the 6th century AD, tells us about a bridge of boats under crossing the Danube in Domitian's War. So there's bridges of boats very soon after Caesar's example. When Tacitus describes the revolt of Civilis, we get the description of bridges, but it's not particularly clear if we're dealing with a bridge of boats or if we're dealing with a constructed bridge. It's hard to tell. Often they just say bridge rather than tell us exactly what's going on. And the funny thing that happens then is the best two sources that we get for the bridge of boats in the Roman period are Arrian describing a bridge of boats for Alexander. So it's describing a bridge Alexander made, but it's a Roman doing so. And then Dio Cassius, who gives us another description probably about 60 years after Arrian was writing, but describing the events of Marcus Aurelius's reign. So much more close to contemporary. And again, it's a bridge of boats which they're describing, which are remarkably close in description, which pretty much tells you how they were built. So I'm gonna read those two accounts. You've got Alexander, so this is Arrian telling us in Book 5, Section 7, how Alexander constructed his bridge over the Indus is explained neither by Aristobulus nor Ptolemy, the authors whom I usually follow. Nor am I able to form a decided opinion of whether the passage was bridged with boats, as the Hellespont was by Xerxes, and the Bosphorus and the Ister were by Darius, or whether he made a continuous bridge over the river. To me, it seems probable that a bridge of boats was made, for the depth of the water would not have admitted the construction of a regular bridge, nor could so enormous a work have been completed in so short a time. If the passage was bridged with boats, I cannot decide whether the vessels being fastened together with ropes and moored in a row was sufficient to form the bridge, as Herodotus the Halicarnassian says the Hellespont was bridged, or whether the work was effected in the way in which the bridge upon the Ister and that of the Celtic Rhine was made by the Romans, and in the way that they bridged the Euphrates and the Tigris often necessitated. However, as I myself know, so this is Arrian talking about his own experience, probably as a governor of Cappadocia where he did campaign. The Romans find the quickest way of making a bridge to be with vessels, and this method I shall present and on the present occasion explain, because it is worth describing. At a preconcerted signal, they let vessels loose down the stream, not with their prows forward, but as if backing water. As might naturally be expected, the stream carries them down, but a skiff furnished with oars holds them back until it settles them in place into the place assigned to them. The pyramidal wicker baskets made of willow, full of unhewn stones, are let down into the water from the prow of each vessel in order to hold it up against the force of the stream. As soon as any one of these vessels has been held fast, another is in the same way moored with its prow against the stream, distant from the first as far as is consistent with the support of what is put onto them. Then they put a timber walkway across, and hence you have a bridge of boats. Now that's Arrian, probably writing in the 150s, maybe the 160s. The date of the Anabasis of Arrian is tricky. But fascinatingly, when Dio Cassius describes a bridge, it's very, very similar to that technique, right down to the pyramidal wicker baskets filled with stones to anchor them in place. So the account of, the account of Dio Cassius is, the ships by means of which the river is to be bridged are flat-bottomed, and these are anchored a little way upstream from the spot where the bridge is to be constructed. Then, when the signal is given, they first let one ship drift downstream close to the bank that they are holding, and when it has come opposite to the spot that is to be bridged, they throw into the stream a wicket basket filled with stones fastened by a cable which serves as an anchor. Made fast in this way, the ship remains in position near the bank, and by means of planks and bridge work, which the vessels carry in large quantity, a floor is laid for the landing place. Then they send down another ship. So it's basically the same technique. The only difference in the two accounts is the explicitness that it's a ship at a time in Dio Cassius, whereas that's not clear in Arrian. So what you have then is Julius Caesar bridges the Rhine, gives us a massive description of it, and it's pretty unique. Even though Caesar's forces seems to remake those bridges again, that kind of bridging is very soon after Caesar supplanted by bridges of boats, which seems to have been the technique from at least Xerxes onwards, and, you know, all the way through into Alexander the Great, using bridges of boats and Darius as well. And then they come back after Caesar, and we find them in the campaigns in Dacia of Domitian, and then Trajan, and then Marcus Aurelius. And that description in Dio Cassius, he says, is how the Romans bridge rivers all across the empire, and that the method is the same. So a bridge of boats seems to be a much more reliable method than any other kind of bridge in military campaigns in the Roman world. Thanks very much.